Well, good morning, everybody. This is going out to our four great questions group. Wanted to, first of all, say welcome to all the newbies that have joined us once again. Looking back, I sent out a message to this group on the 7th of January, and at that point in time, we had right around 380 folks that were a part of this group at that time. Today is the morning of the 5th of February, so about a month later, and we are now at over 420 folks that are directly on this list. So we are pleased to welcome the 40 or so of you fine folks that have joined us just in the last month. So welcome. Glad to have you with us. And, of course, I believe I've had a chance to meet each one of you all, at least via email, and many of you, most of you in person, actually. But anyway, let's talk about our message this week. Last time, I touched on evolutionary theory and that it was also presented to me in various ways as another possible explanation for origins. I also mentioned that I wanted to start talking about science and the scientific method. But folks, before we do, I think it might be prudent to take a minute and expand on a perspective and mindset that I had before I even began looking critically at any scientific evidence, okay? That way you will know some of the mental framework that I began with, and I can share a couple of key concepts that I had to work through mentally before I could accurately begin analyzing the world around me, okay? So let me tell you another little story, and this will actually probably be part one in the message this morning, and then I'll conclude it in the following message, okay? In the previous message, I mentioned that my family had been stationed in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, from the time I was 15 until I was 22. And just for those of you that might be curious, the reason that we were actually there is that my dad at the time worked for the United States Geological Survey, okay? And he actually served as their station chief, or you could say that their top administrative manager, for what was the survey's largest foreign program during that period. While we lived there, the kingdom allowed no Western-style educational facilities in the country of Saudi Arabia beyond the ninth grade. And as I was entering my sophomore year, my folks and I had to find a school for me to attend in another country. We had originally planned on my going to an American school in Beirut, Lebanon, but war broke out that summer, and we were compelled, obviously, to look elsewhere. although apparently Beirut was beautiful before it got kind of devastated by the war. A lot of people called it the Paris of the Middle East. So anyway, I ended up attending a school called Notre Dame International School in Rome, Italy, where I was ended up staying for my last 3 years of high school. As the name implies, there were kids there from literally all over the world. While I took classes on world religions and philosophies and found them interesting, so let me just repeat that. While I was there, I took classes on world religions and philosophies. And though I found them interesting, yet at the same time puzzling, okay, talk more about that a little later, one of the things I enjoyed the most was talking with my classmates and getting their own personal views on life and death. You know, always asking about the four great questions, okay? Many Saturday mornings, especially in the wintertime, a bunch of us would sit around the tables in the cafeteria after breakfast and talk, quite often until folks actually started showing up again for lunch. We'd talk the entire morning, okay? Most of the students boarded there as their families were stationed in other countries like mine was. I found it interesting how many times the discussion seemed to end up on the philosophical and religious. I found it intriguing hearing all the different views, especially on what everyone thought would happen to them when they died. Most everyone had their own unique opinion based on their particular religious belief system, or sometimes lack thereof, okay? While a few of the answers were a little, quote, out there, most of the replies seemed reasonable and even plausible. I had an opinion too, of course, based on my life experiences and the things I had been taught. Though all this fascinated me, it concerned me at the same time and made me wonder. While quite a few knew at least some of what they believed, very few, if any, really knew why they believed it, or could even begin to give any reasons in support of it. And the dilemma I found myself in was, who was right? I mean, was anyone? Was everyone? Was no one? Okay? And how could you know? Can you know? Is it even possible to know for sure? Because, again, this was important stuff, I thought. And everyone's heading there, okay? We're all in on this one, if that makes sense, folks. And the other thing was, everyone seemed to think they were right, quote, right. They were correct, okay? Me too, for that matter. And is it possible that we all could be right at the same time? So that's kind of where I was at. And actually, in part two of this message, which I'm going to continue next week, I'm going to share with you a concept that I learned about that I hoped might be a solution to this confusion, or at least I so thought initially, and I'll share that with you, as I said, in my next message. So, you guys have a great week, and we will talk to you again, and we'll conclude this story, okay? Take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.